The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power door, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hey, friends. Bravo. A little Beverly Hills, a little Southern Charm, a little Atlanta.
Now, Atlanta wasn't on, right?
Oh, no, you're right. Atlanta wasn't
okay,
on.
Okay. I'm glad. I thought I missed it.
I have to say, I am really enjoying Southern Charm, particularly because this episode felt very male centric. Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of man time.
Fuck the women.
Well, as Catherine's I've always said,
Catherine's her that storyline, they broke up before he went over to that house. You don't, your boyfriend doesn't leave for a week and then you calmly, especially her, break up over dinner and then blow the candles out. And
man, as I was watching that, I was like, I almost believed it because he seemed authentic to me.
Okay.
I didn't really buy her, but maybe he's just a better actor.
He seems nice and all, but he seems like a actor. What's fascinating to me is his last name, we keep forgetting, is Ravenel, which is so fucking weird. And
it's probably because he was owned by the Ravenels at one point. Like it's probably a slavery connection.
It's too dark for me to even comprehend. And then where was I going with this? Oh, she's friends with the mom before she dates him. It is a little weird web. And it's sweet to hear her say, like, I love talking to her. It's so nice when someone else's mom, it would make him feel good. Like she consoles other kids.
The mom seems a little too involved, particularly like knowing who Catherine is, like, and like fully
and liking Catherine. Who would want their son to date Catherine? Not
that's
me.
What I'm saying. Like, it. Okay. See, I don't know. I'll tell you my theory later. I'm not going to broadcast it, but I have a theory about this. But I'll share. People can guess. I just, like I've said always, the heart of this show to me is just like the weird relationship of the men, particularly like Austin and Craig. There's nothing better than the two of them to me. Just I don't know, I just love it. I love Craig running into Shep's for the barbecue all like, oh shit, Madison's gonna announce something, and then like coming over to sit next to Austin. Like I don't know, I find all of their stuff hilarious.
Out of all three, Austin, Shep, and Craig, if you had to be romantically involved and marry one of them for life, who would it be? Because
Craig.
Oh, see, Craig, he gives me that he would have small arms and small hands in real life. And he, when he's like, babe, when he's on the phone with Paige, and Paige, have you ever talked that sweet to someone, to your husband?
Okay.
Like, oh, what did she say? She was like the sweetest thing ever. It's like, said, Tyler should like, leave me. I've never been that nice.
I thought the same thing. She said something like, and I'm absolutely obsessed with you. And I was like, I have never said that.
Never.
Dorian, like ever. Obsessed with you. Never. Would have never come out of my mouth. And it will never.
Like, and in that tone, Tyler would die for that. He would be like, what the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong? Are you okay? I mean, it was
getting held at gunpoint.
It's crazy to talk to someone like that, even when you're dating.
I'm so glad you thought that. That's the only thing I thought that entire conversation. I was like, what the fuck? This is bizarre.
I just, what don't you like about Craig? There's just like nothing I don't like about him. And I'm just like obsessed. It's like, what fucking planet are you guys on? And then he's like, okay, babe. Well, and then they're talking about how he fucked his ex-girlfriend the whole episode. Maybe you don't like that he screwed his ex-girlfriend while he was dating you. How about there is something you don't like about him? So bizarre.
I know. I thought it was hilarious. Who would you pick? You're picking. Who are you picking?
I would pick Shep. If Shep was a man. I'm not. Shep? I don't want to. Or maybe Austin. I mean, like. I couldn't be with Craig. I'm just not sexually attracted to him. Shep, I feel like I saw him on Watch What Happens Live most recently. As I said, he seemed more attractive. This is going to sound so superficial. I can't watch him eat. I don't think I need him to be svelte. I need him to be He looks a little like a,
yeah, definitely.
I like Austin's. Oh, he's kind of soft too. I don't know.
This season, I hate Shep. Like, I just hate the line of
this episode, of, like, too.
I mean, just the douchery right coming out of his mouth. Like, I mean, girls say that, you know, we were together 5 years and our priorities change. It's like, that's fucked up. You, this girl is in, like they said, she's like, giving away the best mistake. 5 years of your life. Exactly. Like,
she needs to get out.
If you think this already, then tell her this shit. Don't be a dick about it. Like, it's a real fucked up move to, like, care, I don't know, lead someone on like that.
I think, and then when you're young, you don't realize, you just don't realize the time you're wasting. And then looking back, you're like, oh God, what was I doing?
That's what we took some good
trips together and this and that. And
we had fun.
I bet he, I hope she leaves him and he's alone for forever and sits in a park bar like on a Monday.
The hypocrisy of like, oh, we had a scare. Thank God it went the wrong way. Then put on a fucking condom or take the pill. What are we doing?
Why is she not on birth control? And why are they not wearing a condom? Why though? If you're so scared and you don't want to commit.
Exactly.
It makes no sense.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the shit where I'm like,
you'll end up like me and Tyler.
Yeah, there you go. Three kids later.
That doesn't make any sense.
No. And just like it's such a privilege to be Shep, just to be this fucking man who can do whatever the fuck he wants and make everybody feel like shit.
I hate his
plans in life.
I hate
his
parents.
He has no like pressure to achieve anything. You know, it's just like, just to be him.
He's a monster.
I'm starting to loathe him. Monster.
Oh, I've always only. I say I would be married to him, but I just hate all three of them. Yeah.
His only saving grace is, I think he's not a Trumper. Like, that's it. That I would give him a plus one on that.
Yeah.
But I'd like to he's see probably secretly balance, maybe he is. I know.
I know. I still don't believe it, but maybe he's not.
But publicly, he's not.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
His parents just definitely are.
Yeah, he's driving me nuts, though.
And his cousin or whoever she is, go fuck off, cares? Right? Jump off the boat and cancel him. I don't care about you.
And like the creepy scene with Whitney and Patricia driving around, like, I mean, I just can't.
Where's the dad been the whole time? Why are they wasting our time with this?
I don't know. And like, why is he driving her, like driving Miss Daisy and this whole farce of
fighting
the champagne
over Betty Davis?
Yeah.
in Gerda Garvo or whatever. Like, it's 2022.
Ridiculous.
Betty Davis has been dead for 50 years.
Yeah.
Watch a Julia Roberts movie.
Oh, speaking of Julia Roberts movies, did you see the preview for the one with George Clooney and her? It looks really cute.
Oh,
I know. But it looks good. They like are old divorced couple like teaming up to try to stop their daughter's marriage or something. It looks cute.
I like her in what's it called? Ocean's 11. Yeah. If you watch Hustlers, I'll watch that. Hustlers. should watch it though.
What else on Southern Charm?
They must have some contract that they have to be in the show or something.
They absolutely do, because he doesn't even go to the barbecue. He's not even part of the man group, you know?
I don't understand why they're wasting our time with Olivia and her mom and saying they never left the honeymoon stage. The dad's probably out that. Like sticking his dick in a hole in a truck stop.
Did you notice how the mom was like, she's like, is it too early for wine? Daddy's not home, so we can
seriously.
We know what you do at 10 a.m. when he goes to the golf cart. You're just pounding bottles of wine until he gets home, then like mouthwash and pretending like you're sober.
Living like that. God. We have to worry about what the man says. 50 years.
I know. It's ridiculous. She seems like, remember when I found that like 1950s, like this is how to keep a man.
Uh-huh.
She's like that vibe, you know, be quiet when he comes home, be peaceful. Yeah. She's that kind of, no, the last thing I wanted to say on Craig and Austin was when they met up at the park, that conversation, if you take out the text and just put it anywhere and someone read it, they would think it was like about a romantic relationship. Cause they were like saying like, feels like you're trying to tear me down.
100%.
You should be building me up. Like, and then like Craig and I are the longest, most steady relationship I've ever had.
I do like them together as friends.
I do too.
Fun. And they won't hug at the end. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
It reminded me of him and Naomi's conversations. So like when they break up. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, a Naomi free episode. I loved it.
Yeah. Felt free. Yeah. Again, I don't need any of the women. I could take Catherine here and there, but all the rest, I could literally take 0%.
Telling the mom when I get visitation, wait, is there not a set schedule that you see your kids? Why is the nanny for Thomas Ravenel still? I hate this. This is disgusting. Where are these kids?
If
in her blonde Ravenel hair.
Is the preferred custody choice, you're fucked.
Seriously.
You know what I mean?
Like, how's that possible? The one who's like just a disaster?
Just because he wins in lawyers? Yeah. Is that why? But there's still something, right? And that blonde hair on her is just cracked out. Look, I can't take
it. She looks really unhealthy to me.
How's she still on the show?
I don't know.
How did that boyfriend last so long?
Yeah.
And what's her face? Olivia, though. Talking about Austin, can't he just pick? I just need a guy that picks me up from the airport and orders me Postmates. Is that's all you need, Olivia? It's so pathetic.
That's the 2022 standard.
They're really pushing Vanita and Madison too. Madison's broken up. Madison, I guess she has a storyline. I mean, the announcing her engagement.
She never felt like a true part of the show. She felt like she was there because of Austin. So I just don't buy it. I guess my thing is like with Cam was maybe the centering force of the women. And without her there, I wasn't like obsessed with her on the show, but I think she was like a true friend to everyone. And the rest of these are like hodgepodge kind of situations.
She was real friends and she was there from the beginning. Right.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
That was so awkward with her and going out to eat and eating her junk food like she sits here and plows junk food all day.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Right. Let's talk some Beverly Hills and Erica's despicable behavior. Crazy. Crazy. That scene was like real cringe to me.
Oh, it was and beyond.
Dorit to me is just as bad in that situation because she did not like.
She should have done more.
If somebody that I'm friends with did that to a child in front of me, I'd be like, what are you doing?
Instead, Dorit's
like, stop. It's so
funny. Giggling. And she should have told Garcelle right then and there, like, this was really rude. She was really rude to your son. You know, you should really
crazy.
I don't know what.
And then even the flashback of like Erica walking when they were talking about it, whatever. She's like, whatever the fuck. He's like 16. And they're like, no, he's not. He's 14. She's like, oh,
even if he's 16, doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter if he's 25.
To me, that's the point. It's about disgusting. That you're talking to, I guess that, you know, at every point in life, somebody's child, but if it's your friend and it's their kid,
I'll always treat them different. I would never talk to any kid that way. That's just disgusting. And Garcelle, I'm sure this reunion, she has so much more class than I do. Even hearing that, I probably would have gone nuts, but Garcelle somehow keeps it together. She's very smart. And so she really can keep her shit together way better than
she
can. But once this reunion is going to be on fire after she sees that.
There's a lot of problems here with Kyle and Dorit talking about it with the husbands and like, haha, it's just great to see Erica out of her shell. It's like,
we're really seeing
the fuck?
This. Oh, you're happy that she can't even keep her head up on the boat. This is fun to you guys. And that she's pretty much a criminal who always had to keep her mouth shut because she was just there for fame. And if she opened her mouth, she might slip that her husband is a freaking crook.
Yeah.
And
like
Mauricio,
to equate like being a douchebag with like, I'm so glad she's like showing her true self. It's like, what? And then defending that. And like Dorit right there again had another opportunity to be like, what she did was really gross and like, blah, blah, and she didn't.
Yeah.
And that's like, and it really feels like you if I were Garcelle, it feels like this is some shit because my kid's black. You guys don't give a fuck. That's like, that's the other layer to it
on
too,
top
because
of it,
like,
right.
Yeah. If it was one of their kids, guarantee you this shit wouldn't fly.
It's disgusting.
You think you could say that?
And they have
to
no respect
Kyle's
for Garcelle.
Daughter?
They have no respect for Garcelle
exactly.
too.
That's the point. They have no they have no respect for her. None. And it probably all subconsciously.
What if we told Jagger to fuck off? Imagine. Mm-hmm. Fuck off, Jag. Little Jaggy. Jag.
It's gross.
And Mauricio saying, "Oh, I think that's great." She said that she told her kids to fuck off. And you think that's great? What is so great about that, Mauricio?
And even before the fuck off thing, the way she's hitting on a married person and they're laughing and kikiing it up. It's like, that was also disgusting. The whole scene made me so uncomfortable.
I would go nuts. Like, you want to say that you want to have sex with my son? You're a predator. I don't care how old he is. He's my kid. You're not sitting there pretending you want to have sex with my kid. And that you want to have a threesome with the mother of my grandchildren, you disgusting pig. She comes off like the pig that she is. And this is why karma's just falling down on her. Bravo needs to kick her to the fucking curb.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
It's also like, it's beyond just, I mean, it's the kid thing, but it's also like, he's married. He told her he was married. There's the level of disrespect on like so many levels. It's just like gross.
She doesn't care.
No, she doesn't at all.
She knew that her husband, there's no way she didn't know. She's showing who she really is. There's no way that she acts like this. Plus, you know, her whole life is crumbling for a reason. And just like a person like her who marries an old man, I don't care. You can say you're in love, blah, blah, blah. But, and you were a waitress and you didn't fall in love with that old man for his personality.
She was a stripper.
Just like karma came hardcore for Lala. Lala can try to reform her personality and her image like she's some damaged deer that, you know, little Bambi in the woods mm-hmm. who got, you broke up that family, sucked dick for whatever that SUV is, or, and this is the karma that's coming for you because you wanted to be with someone that you thought was prestigious and get your leg up in this world, and it's coming back for you.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that
Lala
article?
And Eric, right. It's all, and you had a kid with that scumbag. The father of your child is that dirtbag. That's crazy. Their dad. They get one dad, and that's your child's legacy. That's their dad, forever tainted. You should be so disgusted with yourself.
Yeah, it's not good.
And I see them as so similar. There's not much difference. And look what happens. This is what happens for you, Erica.
The other thing in this episode was like the end of the party thing with Diana, Sutton, and Kyle. Kyle was pretty gross there with Sutton, like really disgusting. Like you can't, I just, as
the thing
a
she
woman,
was saying.
If someone says miscarriage, who gives a shit? You believe it. And you say, and like, also,
what was she supposed
to
announce it? That she's not of childbearing age. This wouldn't have happened yesterday.
Right. It's like,
when
so
would she have brought it up?
Discrediting her experience. That was gross behavior too. It was just all, gotta say, this episode was like very disappointing to me.
It shows
like
who Kyle is. No wonder your family doesn't talk to you and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's Kyle saying, oh, you know, maybe you lost a baby. We don't know. We don't know. I mean, it was nuts.
Crazy.
And grabbing Sutton and just shaking her. And
it was weird. Very aggressive. Yeah.
Sutton's wild too. Her,
yeah,
this whole episode was nuts from beginning end.
It was nuts. And, you know, just Sutton's house and the party, and you're outside trotting around in the dirt, and
it should have been put inside
100%. And I just, the thing, see, this is the other thing that tells volumes about Erica's character. She should have walked in because she knew now he's 14. You now know the fact. She should have walked in immediately, went right up to Garcelle and said, Garcelle, I was drunk out of my mind. I should have never said that. I deeply apologize. She didn't say a word. And that says everything. You're going to do that. And you're a mom too, supposedly. You know,
and after the way Erica cussed out poor oh God, what's her face? The soap star on the boat for bringing up her son who's the cop.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Don't you ever.
Elaine. Elaine?
God, why is it slipping my mind? And it's just crazy the way that she's flipped out, even on Teddy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just gross. I feel like last week I was like, why don't we love Kyle more? And now
right.
This week
I was thinking about that all why. The time when I was watching, like, wow, our instincts are so true about. It's just she's that conversation with the four of them and their stupid Christmas tree. And it's just so gross.
It really is. It really is.
And PK, it's like they were making fun of her last season, but then now they're trying to make up for it. Eileen Davidson. Now they're trying to make up for it by saying, well, she deserves a blow off. Why?
Right.
Mauricio, I hope your show fails. And how could they just be okay with someone's telling a little boy to fuck off? And they're nice little sweet. It doesn't matter, but they're nice kids. Garcelle's she's raising nice kids. I mean, it just,
yeah.
Why would you say that to him?
I don't know. It's really insane.
I feel sick never for Garcelle having to watch that and having to wait to like rip.
Well, and like watching it and then watching their like cavalier reaction of it, even the way, again, the way Dorit acted right after. And I understand she was drinking too, but like, fuck, you got it. You got to step in and just be like, hey, that was absolutely, what are you talking about? Don't say that again. And then go up to Garcelle immediately and be like, I'm so sorry. She just said this. I didn't say anything, but I, you know, whatever.
You know, and I'll forever give Crystal. Crystal won me over the way that she consoled. She grabbed him and was like, don't listen to them. They're just stupid, blah, blah, blah. At least she was there for him.
Yeah.
I thought that was nice. I just want to, I'm just disgusted. I can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, it really
was
disgusting.
I want them to pay for this. I really do.
You want to get your witch's cauldron out?
I want Erica to be fired. I'm sick of them giving her. She will never really feel the pain of her life until she's fired off this show.
I agree. Because look at, we just talked to Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. That's the ultimate thing you could do to one of these women. Take them out of here. I agree.
Like, I don't give her any money to have just the way that she still has a glam squad. Her life hasn't changed much. There's those people that are broke because of her who are really struggling.
Yeah.
And Kyle, she's just disgusting. It's only taken 12 seasons for them to.
The bad showing.
Oh, I feel bad for Garcelle. I really do, because she didn't know what was really happening and she has to sit there and play nice with these idiots.
I know. And then see it.
And her poor son was harassed and assaulted like that. I'm sure he's never, you know, been talked to out of the blue. His poor little face when she said that to him.
He was like shocked.
He was just being a nice son and grabbing the flowers.
I know. And then it's this crazy drunk at her birthday party.
Yelling at him, telling him to fuck off like that. It makes me sick and angry.
I know. It's really terrible. I just the lack of respect for somebody's kid like that. It just shows you everything you need. I mean, again, this is a person who has insinuated that the victims in multiple class action suits are lying.
Right.
She is a gross person. And this is just another
indication. Andy Cohen, this blood is on your hands. You better do something about this. I really judge him for this. Having her on Watch What Happens Live, having her yuck it up with people. It's not funny. She's not funny. Yeah. She's not charming. She's a criminal with a freaking sheep's face on. I can't stand her. She's selling her stupid hair.
Yeah. Fuck those off. Pictures look terrible.
As the people on Love Island say, fuck off. I'm going to put you on Love Island. Let them take care of it. This shit wouldn't happen in the UK.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, God, I fucking hate her.
All right. Well, I think everybody understands that now.
God, it made me sick. All right.
All right. Guess what, guys?
That it?
That was fun. That's it. That's all we got. We'll be back before you know it. Let us know if you feel as strongly as we do. Passionate. All right. We'll be back.